At this time in our service, we acknowledge the concerns of our USG community and the broader world. We lift up in our thoughts and prayers those recovering from recent surgeries and health issues, including the Chambers family, Peter Walsh, Verdeen Whedon, Elaine Hills, amongst others. We hold in our hearts all those who have recently lost loved ones in our community as they continue in their period of mourning. In our broader world, we lift up all those in Colorado who have been affected by the devastating floods there and the loss of homes and loss of lives. News from Syria has dominated headlines, especially in the last few weeks, and we join in our global community's concerns for the continuing civil war there, all those who have lost their lives in that struggle, and all those who are displaced from their homes. We pray that efforts at diplomacy that would avoid military intervention continue, and that the international community and our United States government be led by the intention of peace as we discern how to respond to this continuing conflict. And finally, on this day, we commemorate the 50-year anniversary of the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. We acknowledge how far we've come in the healing of racial conflict and how far we have to go. And would you please join me now in a moment of prayer? Source of wisdom, goodness at our core, mystery beyond our understanding, here we are, with all our imperfections, those that are apparent to many, those that we try desperately to hide even from ourselves. Here we are, too, with all of our intentions to do right by each other. In this, we pray for help. We know we cannot do it alone. May we be sustained in the continued renewal of our hearts. May we give others courage to seek forgiveness. And may we have the openness and strength to forgive ourselves and each other. Amen and blessed be.